In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 13 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike. We have Dylan with us tonight.
Hello.
And we have Jim with us.
What's up?
So episode 13, boys.
It's kind of a big deal, right?
I think so. Jim, before you came back to the table, so to speak, Dylan and I were kind of discussing this. This is going to kind of be like our first, like, episode that goes up relatively quickly, I think.
Yeah, actually, it can go up moments after it's edited and uploaded.
Right. You know, that's going to be a really cool thing. I mean, we're finally basically launching this thing. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, we want to remind you to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And you can subscribe on iTunes. And don't forget to rate and review us out there on iTunes. But mentioning that, I mean, you know, we want to look and hear your comments on those first 12 episodes that we put out. And about this episode that we're going to record for you this evening. And we want to hear what you have to say about Jim's BBQ Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast sucks.
I want to hear that. You know, really, I don't mind hearing critiques. You know, if people want to talk about my accent or my voice, as I heard you guys talk about in episode one last night, as my brother and I were listening to it, a little bit of a car ride that we had. You know, if people want to complain about that, by all means, they can. You know, if they want to complain about Dylan coughing every episode.
Actually, I thought of you the other day, Mike, the new movie that's coming out.
The new what movie?
Disney movie.
Disney movie.
What's it called? Not Zoolander. That's with.
Yeah, it's definitely not a Disney movie.
Zootopia.
Zootopia.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
With the sloth.
Yes, you gotta watch the trailer. They have to go into the DMV to go get something, and I don't know. He's buddies with the guy that works there. He's a sloth. And he walks over to him, and he goes, "Hey, we need some information from you," or whatever, and gives it to him.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I saw that. That was on...
Before Star Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say it was either, like, one of the movies I just went and saw, or, like, the Super Bowl, they had a commercial for it or something. Yeah, and they're still waiting, and, like, the parking lot's all cleared out and shit, and the place is closed down or whatever. Yeah, I saw that. What, a month or so ago?
I was laughing. I was like, that is so fucking grand.
Dude, my mom and I went to see Star Wars, and we were like, couldn't keep ourselves contained. It was so funny. It had no reason to be that funny.
But it does look pretty funny, but
it doesn't
look very good.
But you know how, like, Liz always says about how slow, like, you and your brother talk, and
right,
it just immediately thought of you, and I was like, that's freaking priceless.
All right, so I'm glad that you're equating me to a sloth, but
no problem.
Well, come on, man. You know,
come on,
With Hagrid. Come on, man. We've equated you with Hagrid and
Hagrid.
Giants and Chewbacca, Godzilla. I think it's time to spice things up.
Spice things up by equating me to a sloth?
Sure, we'll go with that. My head's a little scrambled today, boys.
Oh, yeah? What? So, well, we'll get into that, I think, but...
you don't want to get into my head.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the Wookiee or Chewbacca type equation. Like, our friends Sarah and Peter have a toddler, and our friend Teresa, Sarah's sister, was talking to him the other day, and he's like, wait until the next time you see Uncle Mike. He You can climb on top of him. He's like, oh yeah, I want to see him. I want to see the Wookiee. I want to see Uncle Wookiee.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned the Chewbacca kind of reminded me of that brief little conversation I had about that. But before we get to your adventures, what are you drinking this evening, Dylan?
Tonight I am enjoying a beer from Hitachino, the Japanese brewery.
Oh, you're all about them. Maybe we can get you a sponsorship from them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Hitachino. Every single one of their beers I've had by them has been good, if not great. And so this is called, I hope I'm saying this right, Nipponia? I guess it's kind of like, you know, Nippon or whatever. Right. It's a Imperial Pilsner, so it's a little heavy ABV-wise. But it's kind of cool because the guy who made it found these ancient barleys, Kaneko Golden, and used that in the base to brew the beer. And then they threw some Sriracha Ace hops, which was actually originally developed in Japan. And it's quite nice. It's very refreshing. Absolutely the beer that I need right now. Complete hair of the dog. Humorously, though, the guy found like only four of those grains, which I guess was enough to make, you know, the malt from, whatever. And I had purchased one, and I was coming home from work. And,
you purchased one of the grains?
No. Like, I bought one of the beers. No, but I dropped one of the – I dropped the beer on my bag, and it just broke. And I was like, God damn it. And I told my coworker, he goes, oh, good. So you just, like, destroyed history.
So, I kind of wanted to say, like channeling like an old commercial. I wanted to go, oh, ancient Japanese secret, huh?
No, that sounds racist.
You what? Not remember that?
What the hell, dude?
You probably don't know that commercial.
Probably not.
I mean, that goes back. Like, that's 80s, like an 80s commercial for, what the fuck was that for, Jen?
I can't remember. But
it doesn't sound very.
At the very end of it, the guy turns and he's like, "Ah,
ancient Chinese secret, huh?" That's what it actually was.
I don't know why, but I picture it as a Calgon commercial, and I know it's not.
It's something like that, though.
Hold on, let me fact check it.
It is something like that. It is Calgon. You nailed it.
Is it really
Calgon?
Like the shit, the soap that that you can use like in the bathtub.
Oh my god, you are! It's right, it is.
Yeah, yeah. All I did was put in ancient. I got ancient CHI and Google auto-completed it for me. But you remember that they made fun of it in Wayne's World. How do you get yours so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, yes,
my husband, some hotshot.
Yeah, that was like
Chinese
a legitimate
secret.
Like thing. Calgon. Like he, like Mike Myers or Wayne, he was that was like an old school commercial from I mean that's where I was going with that, Dylan. Was
what do you drink, Mike?
Well, recently my brother-in-law went up to visit his brother in Plattsburgh, New York, which I don't know how well you know your New York State geography, but
I'm familiar with it.
So on the Plattsburgh is on a lake, Lake Champlain, and on the other side of that lake is, what's that?
I think my mom went up there recently.
Right. Well, on the other side of that lake is the beautiful state of Vermont.
Yes.
So he was kind enough to bring back some beer for me, and this evening I am drinking the world famous. Hetty Topper from The Alchemist.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Yeah. It's a delicious double IPA.
Clean, very refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's doing the job after a nice long week of work and the adventures I went on last night. I'm feeling pretty good. So speaking of last night's adventures. Oh, fuck. I always forget about Jim. Jim, what the fuck are you drinking?
He's not an alcoholic like we are.
Yeah, he doesn't have issues like we have issues.
I'm actually breaking from the norm. I have a vanilla Pepsi.
Is it the real sugar vanilla Pepsi?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. That's actually one of the few sodas I actually enjoy drinking. Just because the flavor is really nice. I like that vanilla with the real sugar. That's a tasty soda.
It is very good. Although I'm pretty interested in, what was it, the old time ice cream?
Not your father's.
Ale that you sent a picture of earlier? Yeah, I need to find some of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to maybe trying a bottle of that out. So, Dylan, you mentioned having to have a beer it being a hair of the dog for you. So it sounds like you had quite the night last night. So what was going on?
Well, last night I went to go see the I'm trying to think of the proper way.
The legendary
Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, not the drummer though.
Lars Ulrich, right?
No, Bill Ward. Well, Bill Ward is the original drummer.
Right.
But the guy that you're talking about, that was his fill-in. So Black Sabbath is going on their farewell tour. They're, you know, probably like their fifth one at this point.
Kind of like The Who.
Yeah, you know, Stoney's going away.
Yeah.
So I purchased a ticket for their Madison Square Garden concert, which is where I went last night. And unfortunately, it turned into a bit more of a longer evening than I anticipated. So I did a little pre-gaming. Did a little pre-gaming at a nearby bar that I'm a big fan of called
the Ginger Man. Oh, you did go there?
Huh?
You did go to it?
What, the Ginger Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went.
Because you were debating on not going or not.
I wasn't sure just based on time, but I wound up going, so. And then I headed back, and, you know, I was feeling pretty good and had a little buzz on. I figured, all right, I'll have one beer at MSG because they're crazy expensive and they don't have any good beer anyway, which actually turns out they did. So I got my big-ass beer that cost me $13, and I'm sitting down, I'm watching the show, I'm hanging out, enjoying the opening band. And then Sabbath comes on and they're ripping it up. And it was kind of very weird to watch them because, as we all know, Ozzy Osbourne's kind of a strange dude. And he kept doing this thing when he was performing where he would take the mic off the mic stand and he'd walk maybe 2 feet away from it and start singing to the crowd and then just immediately just run back to the mic stand and put the mic back on and start singing again like he forgot something.
He probably did.
There was probably a teleprompter in the floor of the stage at the mic stand.
Yeah, like he kept wondering, I forgot the lyrics. Forgot the lyrics again. And then the other two guys are just like, whatever, we don't give a shit. We're just going to play our heavy ass riffs. And, Ozzy was like, he didn't really talk that much to the audience. You know, sometimes frontmen can be kind of chatty. But he didn't do too much talking. He was like, come on. He's like, I can't hear you. I can't bloody hear you. Are you fucking ready, New York? And blah, blah, blah.
Is he going deaf as he gets old? Or he could really?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, he couldn't hear people.
He threw a bucket of water on the audience at one point.
What is he, fucking Harlem Globetrotter?
I was just going to say that's way different than biting the head off of a bird and spitting blood everywhere.
He just like grabbed this bucket of water and just threw it in the audience. And it probably, you know, hit a security guard while he was at it.
I think I've seen him do that shtick before.
He did. A coworker of mine said he saw him on his solo tour, on his solo act, and there was this security guard in front of the stage, and he was just standing there, you know, grimacing and looking all tough and shit. And
in a shirt two sizes too small.
Yeah, exactly.
Arms crossed. Yeah, yeah. We all know the type.
Like covered in tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Muscles, glasses?
No. And Ozzy was kind of poking fun at him, and he just wouldn't budge. So he just went over and picked up a bucket of water and just dumped it on the guy. I was like, what the fuck? Which is kind of funny. Anyway, so I'm watching the show, and there were a couple of guys next to me. There were two dudes that were, like, you know, hanging out. And then there was another guy that wasn't part of, you know, the other crew. and I just kind of referred to them as Chest Rubber and the Caveman. And the reason I called the one guy the Caveman is because he honestly kind of looked like a caveman. And then Chest Rubber, from what I could gather, was really, really trying hard to do air bass.
Air bass.
As people are wanting to do at heavy metal concerts. They're like air guitaring and air drumming. And this guy, but he was doing the air bass.
Huh. Okay.
Except he was holding his hand so close to his body that it just, it didn't really even look like he was playing bass. It just looked like he was trying to scratch his body, and he was moving his hand up and down, so he just looked like he was rubbing himself the whole time. It was just kind of strange and weird, and he kind of looked like a Tyrannosaurus, like, because his arm was so, like, you know, curled up against his body.
Oh, he had, like, T-Rex arms.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had, like, normal-sized arm, but just the position of it was weird. So then...
were you titillated by it?
Well, no, definitely not. So then this trio of girls shows up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking they're all together. Like, they're all one big group. And this one girl was very, very inebriated.
She started playing his bass. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, she pretty much started, like, grinding up on this guy, like, almost immediately. And I was very confused. I was like, I didn't know we were at the club. I thought we were at a Black Sabbath show. I mean, literally everyone else is just standing around, and they're, like, throwing up the horns and headbanging. And then these two are, like, really going at it. Like, hardcore going at it. And, like, they're making out and all this, like, right at the edge. And I'm like, you're making me a little nervous. I feel like you're going to grind into this guy so hard, he might fall off. And then she, like, reaches down to the caveman, and she just starts, like, you know, macking on him. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if, like, that girl's friends knows what she's doing. And then she just disappeared. And I'm like, oh, I guess she wasn't with those other two girls.
Huh.
It was very strange.
Did they return ever again?
So, like, clubby or clubbing, like, dance moves. So, concert wraps up. You know, they played all, you know, pretty much played the hits. Good stuff. And I'm heading downstairs to the train. Oh, no, sorry. I got sidetracked. There was a dude in the row I was sitting in, and he, like, kept getting up. I'm like, I don't give a shit. It doesn't bother me. I was having a good time. I had a good buzz on at that point. I'm like, all right, cool. So he goes, hey, I'm going out. I'm sorry again. Anybody want anything? And I kind of just was like, yeah, beer. You know, didn't really think he even heard me or whatever. So a guy comes back about 5 minutes, you know, 6-7 minutes later. And he puts a beer in towards me. I go, the fuck is that? He goes, it's a beer. I go, who's that for? He goes, it's for you. I go, no. That's for your girlfriend, right? He goes, no, you asked for a beer. I got you a beer. I go, okay. All right. And I don't know what it was. It was probably like, I don't even know what the fuck he got me. So I drank it. I probably shouldn't have, but I did. And
then you didn't remember anything else.
Well, I got downstairs to the train. I fell asleep on the train. Woke up at the junction point that I have to transfer to the train to get me back up where I live.
Did he fucking roofie you?
Huh?
Did he roofie you?
I hope not. But he may have. I get up to the junction and I, like, run down. I just missed a train. I was like, ah, shit. But there was another one in, like, 25 minutes. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just sit down and put my alarm on, and I pass out. Wake up, oh, 2 minutes. Go downstairs, get on the train. I sit down, just completely pass out on the train, getting up to where I live. And I didn't have my alarm set. And I wake up, and I'm in the town that I need to be in, like, where I work. And I'm like, oh, my God, holy shit, I can't believe I just woke up. I get out, it's freezing cold. Which, by the way, it's fucking frigid today. What the hell? And I get home, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm home, and I'm getting into bed, and suddenly I'm like, oh, God, this doesn't feel good. And I, like, laid down and woke up, and I went to bed at, like, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and woke up at 6, and I said, yeah, I'm not getting up yet. And luckily my mom was going to work at 7, And she comes in my room. She's like, Dylan, it's 6:45. Get your ass out of bed. I'm like, fuck, I gotta wake up. And, you know, get ready, have my coffee, go to work. And I immediately purchase a large bottle of ginger ale. And I walk into my boss's office. I go, hey, it's definitely a ginger ale kind of morning. Right. And that was my Black Sabbath experience.
Awesome.
So I was pretty hungover all day at work. Kind of sucked, but whatever.
I'm glad you had a good time, though.
Yeah, the show was great.
Hey, now the one question I was going to have, did you pay the guy for the beer, or did he just buy it for you?
No, he just bought it for me.
Wow, man, that's...
I mean, it was very nice of him.
Yeah, that's incredibly generous. You offered to give him money, though, right?
No, I did not. I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, you should have at least gone, hey, here's... What'd you say, $13?
Yeah, I think I had a dollar on me, that's the thing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that would have been awkward.
So.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, like you mentioned the beers being $13. Like, I didn't have any beers where I was at last night. But considering the location where you were at versus where I was at, the beers were $9 where I was.
That's not bad.
No, but I mean, I'm in a bit of a smaller town. So, I mean, that kind of to me seems comparable.
But here's the question. Makes sense. Did they have anything good?
The best they had was Magic Hat 9.
Yeah, like the best things that they had at the Garden were Brooklyn Lager and Bronx Pale Ale. So I went for the Bronx Pale Ale.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad.
No, not worth $13, but...
No, but I mean, you're going to pay that price for that at, you know, an arena or stadium or what have you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see anybody buy the hockey jersey?
Yes, I did see a guy. There was a Black Sabbath hockey jersey there for $150, and I saw a guy buy it.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't believe you had $150 to spend on a fucking hockey jersey.
Did it have, like, anything on the back, or was it just basically the Black Sabbath, like, patch or whatever the hell that was on the front?
I don't know if there was anything on the back. Let me see if I can find a picture of it online.
Because, I mean, it would be cool, like, if it was, like, personalized, like, if it said, like, you know, like, the number was, like, 16 and it said, like, 2 or 16 or something like that, you know?
I was half tempted to tell you to grab it for me, Dylan. And just the more I looked at it, I'm like, there's just, like, nothing to this. I don't know.
Yeah, I look pretty shitty.
There really wasn't much to it. It's, like, it's black.
I mean, the Black Sabbath wasn't even in a cool font.
It was in the old-school font.
I was going to say, it was that classic Black Sabbath font.
Yeah, but it doesn't really say anything. But there's nothing on it that's really, like, cool about it.
Right.
There's one here that I found, and it has, like, a big purple cross on the back.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. And then I just found this funny picture of the guys with personalized Toronto Maple Leafs jerseys. But why the Maple Leafs?
Maybe they were playing in Toronto.
Maybe.
I mean, sometimes they do that, like at whatever arena or whatever they're playing at, like the local team will kind of do like a publicity thing with the artists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. That's just lazy. And for that price, I mean, they're probably not selling very many of them.
Probably not.
Well, that's like the Guns N' Roses ones. I was half tempted to get one, but I'm like, I think it was screen printed on. It's not even like their vinyl numbers on the back. I was like, fuck that.
You could probably do one yourself that would look a hell of a lot better, you know?
I thought of doing that too, but then I was like, why go through all the trouble? I felt, you know, the only reason I considered it was because they had one.
Right.
But, I don't know. I'm like you guys are with your beer. I am with my hockey jerseys. I'm like, those are vinyl numbers. Fuck that.
So 2/3 of us went to, concerts, last night. And, I went with my brother. We went up to Buffalo to see, Bruce Springsteen. And my brother is just a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. I mean, just I've seen Bruce with him more times than I can count or remember.
I love Springsteen.
thankfully, I haven't had to pay to go. Like, my brother's always going, hey, you want to go? And I'm like, sure. So I've probably seen him at least, I don't know, 8 to 10 times
over the last... That's kind of like not buying a guy a beer.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, to be fair, I drive and, you know, I'll usually, like, you know, do dinner, or, you know, or offer him up dinner or something like that. I've done that in the past, you know. We both got out of work a little early. We got out of work at 4 yesterday, and I went and I picked him up at his house, and I was like, hey, why don't we stop and get something to eat on our way in Buffalo? I have a thought of a place that we can go to, and it's some place we hadn't been before or hadn't been to in a while, I should say. And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. I sent him the menu. He's like, oh, this menu looks really good. And we get up towards where this place is, and it's on one of those roads, you know, where they got the middle median. So you got to do like, and it's like, we're going north on that road and it's in the southbound on the southbound side. So you got to kind of do the U-turn and then, and then go back to it. But as we're pulling past it going north, we can look inside the building of it and it's just packed. I mean, it's, not to bury the lead, but it's this, well-known hot dog restaurant place in Buffalo called Ted's. And they're kind of like they're a Buffalo institution. I mean, anybody who wants a hot dog, like when you're in Buffalo, you go to Ted's Hot Dogs. We drive past the place going north and it's just packed. I mean, it's wall to wall people inside the building. The drive through is packed. And I'm like, Sean, I was like, I don't think we'll have time to wait, you know, wait in that line. We could see it. Like, I'd be playing his day. The place is just people everywhere. The parking lot was full, you know. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on there? I'm like, it's fucking hot dogs, you know. So I was like, all right, well, there's a few other places down the road. So we decided to stop at one of those places. And it's like a local fast food Mexican place called Mighty Taco. So we stopped there. And we order some food and we sit down and I'm like, man, I want to look up, see if they have something on their Facebook page of what's going on at Ted's. Find it. I look up and evidently it was customer appreciation day at Ted's Hot Dogs. And they were doing dollar hot dogs at Ted's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was hilarious. Like, they had a bunch of posts about it on their Facebook page. And I had looked up their Facebook page, like, maybe a day or two prior and hadn't seen anything. I must have just missed it because I was looking up for, like, their menu and shit to send it to Sean. And so, like, they have all these posts about this event going on and everything and, you know, like, a Facebook event and all that shit. And then they had this news article about a guy who got to the restaurant, and there's multiple locations of it. He got to one of the locations at like 6 a.m. that morning, and I don't think they opened till like 10 or 11. And he got there so he could be first in line to get his fucking hot dogs.
That's a super fan appreciation or customer.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then the one other post that they had that kind of blew my mind was like, you could order ahead for pickup at, you know what? Now I remember they open at 11 because you could order ahead to pick up your hot dogs at 11 a.m. in lots or quantities of 25. So like you could order 25 hot dogs at a time.
Oh man, that's a lot of fucking hot dogs.
Well, yeah. What I figured it was is like if you wanted to, like say, like maybe you worked at like an office nearby or something, you wanted to buy hot dogs for everybody in the office, like maybe you would do that, you know. And it's like $25 and it's lunch for like everybody, you know. That's pretty fucking cheap. Yeah, a few other things. We finally actually got to the hockey arena where the concert was. It's the fuck's it called? The First Niagara Center in downtown Buffalo.
Oh, this is where the Sabres play.
Yeah. So We park in this garage and I'm talking to Sean as we're walking out of the garage. I'm like, hey, I was like, I got a question for you about the show tonight. He's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, well, I did a little prep work this week. Not being a huge Bruce fan, I know like a few of the more famous songs, you know, like the Born to Runs, Thunder Road, Born in the USA and so on. You know, those songs that everybody knows, right? So I'm like, I listened to the album that he's playing tonight. And I was like, you said this was going to be like like 2 hours of this album, and the album's only like 45 minutes long. He's like, wait a minute. He's like, what album did you listen to? I listened to Darkness on the Edge of Town. He's like, that's not even the fucking album he's playing. He played The River instead, which is like a two disc album or two record set, you know, and it's like, it's a 90 minute like studio recording. And so I totally listened to the wrong album in prepping for the concert. Like, you know, So that was kind of funny. We laughed about that all the way to the arena. He's like, you're a dumbass. I was like, I didn't even realize it. So
we can't all be perfect, Mike.
Right, right. One of the things I discovered recently with or about Sean is a term that I've used a couple times in front of him, and it gets him pissed off because he realized that he didn't know what it meant until recently, not that he didn't know what it meant. Let me rephrase that. It's a phrase that I used in front of Sean, and he had never heard it before, apparently. And I was surprised that he had never heard it. The phrase was hitting the head.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I said it all the time.
Yeah. So like we were somewhere and I was like, oh, Sean, I'll be right back. I'm going to go hit the head. And he's like, wait, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to go hit the head. He's like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm gonna go take a piss. He's like, well, why don't you just say that? So it came up again. I had said it this time. I kind of said it, you know, like with a grin on my face because I knew he was kind of get him again. And so you've never heard of that. So like I came back from the bathroom, and he's like, what the hell did he say? He's like, all right, well, I'm gonna go chop the lobster. Like he made one up on his own, like.
Just I'm gonna go chop the lobster.
It was something like sense. That. I can't even remember what the. I know.
Probably gonna use that now though.
Yeah, yeah. He was just like, you know, just something. Just
that could be our first T-shirt.
Chop the lobster.
I don't even know that it was that, but it was just. It was just something. You know that he's. It was some sort of phrase like that. It was nonsensical, and he kind of said it because he's like. He's like, this is as nonsensical as hitting the head is.
Well, it's called so a head funny. Because I think it's called a head because that's what they call it on a Navy ship or something.
Right, exactly. I looked it up for him. He's like, where did that come from? I looked it up for him and explained that all to him. Yeah, it's definitely a military term. I don't know what it is these days about going to concerts, but Dylan, you mentioned some of the curious people next to you, and you always end up finding those people, you know, like in the audience. You know, somewhere near you that
you know, someone had too much to drink and they're just meandering around and people act dumb.
Right, right. Like, I mean, Sean, one time we were at a show and.
Sorry, I was drinking, but I have to give Dylan props.
What's that?
I love that word, meandering.
Oh, meandering, yes. Yeah. That's and how I know I described what it means. Ozzy Osbourne's stage performance. He would meander around.
But. A very short distance from the microphone stand. Yeah. Maybe he was like on a leash or something.
Yeah, it's a Sharon.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this is true because I'm not a big Aussie fan, but I heard that he thinks he doesn't have any fans and Sharon sets the whole thing up all the time.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of her. She's kind of obnoxious.
That has nothing to do with her. I was just curious if...
I heard that he's like pretty heavily medicated in real life, but when he goes to perform, they take him off his meds for like the day or something like that. Which is why he gets all like zany and he actually performs really well.
Huh. That seems kind of dangerous.
Yeah, it does seem dangerous.
I guess that's why he's biting.
I wasn't saying it like as a joke. I was saying it seriously. That I mean, to take somebody off meds that they're supposed to be on is.
Well, I'm not saying that's true. That's just what I heard.
Well, right, right. I mean, it would seem, I'm just saying it seemed kind of dangerous. I'm not disputing it. If it's the case or if it's not, it just seems kind of got something you wouldn't want to fuck with, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
We kind of started in on this, but like the people, like I remember one point, Sean and I went to a show that was a little mellow and it was, a couple that was sitting in front of him started making out and they lean
their. Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But if you're I'm feeling a butt coming on.
If you're in the moment, that's perfectly fine. And, you know, if you're within your personal space, that's perfectly fine. But when you start to lean your heads back and your heads basically start resting in the lap of the person sitting behind you, then you've taken it a little too far. And that happened to Sean.
Sean's like, oh.
Sean seems like he'd be very uncomfortable with anybody in his personal space to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, I mean, even worse, it's like people he doesn't know and you're at a concert. And it's like, I think it was, I want to say, and he'll probably correct me on this when he hears this episode. I want to say it was Roger Waters doing The Wall, which I don't know why the people were so into making out like during that show, but.
I don't know. Maybe they met listening to that album or something.
Yeah, maybe. So last night, of course, Sean, being the magnet that he is for the fucked up people. Dude, you don't even know. There's so many stories. Maybe someday we'll have him on to tell some of the concert people stories that of people that have been seated next to him or what have you. The list is pretty extensive. He had a couple sitting next to him. The guy was somewhat into the show, but I gave him a name. I gave him Greatest Hits or Greatest Hits guy, because he only really knew like the most famous of the songs. So,
it actually turned out that this guy was just.
Well, you go to the show. I'm sorry, I didn't even hear what you said, Don.
I said, well, because you. The joke's lost now. But you said that you're not you like him, but you're not. Like one of those obsessive Springsteen fans, you're like, oh yeah, like, I know the big songs, and you're saying how this guy was Greatest Hits guy, and they're like, oh, and it just turned out to be.
Oh, well, I know more than, I know far more than this guy. Like, I would say I know at least a dozen more songs than this guy does, at least. So
I gotta say though, that is half the fun, just coming up with a name for the people at shows.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like I was stating before, like the tour was themed Behind the River. So of the 3.5 hours that Bruce played, 2 of those hours was that album.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Which, well, right. So there's maybe like 4 or 5 songs on that album that are somewhat known. I mean, there's like Hungry Heart is probably the most famous one. And then they probably go down from there. And I mean, I've heard quite a few of them, of the more famous ones over the years of going to the shows with Sean. So I knew every single one of those songs. And when they came out, I was like, oh, right on. I know this one. Yay. But this guy looked like he didn't know but maybe a couple of them. To the point, he was on his phone pretty much the first 2 hours for the entirety of that part of the performance.
That's just fucking rude.
Well, what was worse was his girlfriend, who was on her phone the entire show.
Wow.
I don't know why the fuck she even showed up. Why do people bother? Well, no shit. The mind-blowing thing about this show was that the tickets were way up top. I sent you guys a picture of where we were seated. Those tickets, I had to ask Sean afterwards. I was like, how much did those seats go for? He's like, oh, after the fees, they were like $100.
Wow.
So that guy spent like $200 for his girlfriend to be bored out of her fucking mind. And then he knew maybe 10 songs that Bruce played. Why the fuck would you even bother?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe thought
so,
it was Guns N' Roses.
Oh, maybe. I don't know that I would. If I knew that the tour was going to be that, and like it was my money, I don't know that I would spend the money to see like someone that I kind of just know a few of the songs come and perform.
Right.
But maybe the guy didn't even know that the show was going to be, you know, The River, and then 10 to 12 other songs. Maybe he just didn't know.
Very
maybe
possible. Not.
Yeah. So
I
one more
thing. Though, man, when Bruce plays, he fucking plays.
Oh, fuck, man. The energy and everything is amazing. The band is great. He just exudes energy out there, and he just captures the whole crowd. I mean, and for like the entire show, he's got him in his hands. You know, it's amazing to watch.
That's another great word too, exudes.
Yeah, we're just full of SAT words. Yeah. So one other thing that occurred at this show, and it's one of those things that going to shows this time of the year kind of sucks because, like you said, Dylan, it was fucking cold out last night.
Oh yeah, freezing.
And so naturally, what do you got to wear? You got to wear some winter clothes, right? Got to have a nice jacket on. You got to stay warm.
Yeah, I stupidly wore like basically a t-shirt and a leather jacket last night thinking, "Oh, it's going to be like 50 degrees," and it was not 50 degrees.
Right. I think we were down like into the low 20s or something here. So, and it was pretty biting cold too, you know? So naturally I have my jacket with me, and it's in one of those fucking hockey arenas. Where the fuck do you put your jacket when you're sitting there enjoying the music? Well, you try and put it on the back of the seat, right? And these arena seats and everything, I can't fucking stand up. Like you guys have said on this podcast, I'm 6'5". If I stand up, the person behind me is not going to be able to see. So I'm kind of trying to sit in this fucking seat with the jacket, which keeps falling off the back of the chair and all that stuff. So eventually it slides down in between the crevasse of the seat bottom and the seat back, right? So,
I'm sorry, the what?
The crevasse.
You mean the crevice?
No, the crevasse.
Crevassier?
Yes.
Okay.
You could say crevasse. You could say crevice or crevasse.
It's kind of like catamaran.
It's like vase or vase.
I know. I just think the pronunciation is fun. I honestly think the word crevice is really funny.
Yeah. So
last
anyway,
episode is the one all about the words.
It is. Maybe I'll write that down as the one with the fancy words.
It's the anti-Edelstonese episode.
No shit.
Anti-Edelstonese. There we go.
Second longest word in the dictionary.
What is that?
Kvass? No, I was... God, no, this should just be the episode of Dylan's failed jokes.
Edelstonese?
No, I said anti-Edelstonese because I was thinking of anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but we couldn't crawl in your head. I didn't realize that was the second longest word in the dictionary.
So, okay, so my jacket.
Another failed joke.
I just want to get through this fucking part.
We'll just keep interrupting you. Sorry, go ahead.
The jacket ends up falling in the crevasse between the seat bottom and the seat back, right? And it keeps doing it. I keep pulling it out, you know, pulling it out. You know what I'm saying? I keep pulling the jacket out from the crevasse.
Mike's educated himself.
Yeah, I keep pulling the jacket out, and so finally I just give up on it, right? So at the end of the show, I stand up, I go to grab my jacket, I go to put my jacket on, and all of a sudden I feel the end of the sleeve going into my left arm, and it's soaking wet.
Oh, somebody spilled beer all over it.
Yeah, the motherfucker behind me had to be the motherfucker behind me because it was so centralized right fucking behind my fucking seat, spilled the beer basically down the back of my fucking chair that I'm sitting in and like down onto the fucking sleeve of my jacket. He spilled so much fucking beer on the jacket. I probably wrung out enough beer out of the sleeve of my jacket to fill like an entire pint glass.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and he couldn't fucking say anything like, "Hey, I spilled a beer. Watch, you know, you might want to watch out for it."
Watch me.
What a fucking way to end the night though, man. So like I'm having to walk back to the car with, you know, in the freezing fucking cold with like half a sleeve of my jacket, like, that I had to put on to walk back to the car because it was so fucking cold out, where half the sleeve was just soaked in fucking beer.
Fucking sucks.
I hate fucking people. You wonder why I don't fucking like going to the movies. Now you know that. Why. Now you understand.
Segway.
Some motherfucking people. So that kind of, that ended the night. Well, besides the drive back to Rochester, which, you know, like, very similar to your experience. I got home at like 1 o'clock and then woke up at 7 to get ready to go to work. And here we are chatting tonight. Yes.
Your concert.
Yeah, where did you go, Jim?
The back of my eyelids.
Awesome. I'm jealous. I'm completely, utterly fucking jealous of that.
Yeah, they have such hits as Snoring All Night and Blackness.
Blackness?
Yep.
I like it. Speaking of going to the movies.
Well, I was just going to cap that off by saying, at least we can walk away from these experiences, but we both went to good shows. The shows themselves are both very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bruce was fantastic, man. The show was excellent. My brother's going again tomorrow night.
Oh, wow. He is one of those hardcore Springsteen fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bruce is playing here tomorrow night. You know, I couldn't fucking go to the Rochester fucking show. I had to drive all the way up to fucking Buffalo with him.
Yeah, why didn't you just go to the Rochester one?
And because
he had a friend that was coming into town that was going to go with him.
Oh. Well, fuck his friend. He should take his brother.
Yeah. No. Well, no, the show's tomorrow night, so it's even better. It's on a Saturday night, Jim.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Some brother, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah. There's something about a gift horse, huh?
I'll tell you. Can't never look one right in the mouth.
Exactly, exactly. At least I got to go to a pretty rocking show, you know? All right, but speaking of crowds and speaking of dealing with people, you guys asked for me to do something I do not like to do. What in the fuck is that?
Sorry, I was opening up a bag of chips.
Dylan's clenching his butt cheeks together.
I'm gonna have to drink more of this then. You guys got me to do something that I don't normally like to do, and that's go to the movie theater. I gotta tell you though, watching the trailers and reading up on this movie, I was intrigued. So it didn't take a whole lot of coaxing to get me to go see Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed it.
I liked it, too. I thought it was pretty good.
Fucking loved it.
Yeah, we didn't like it as much as Jim liked it.
Seen it twice already, and I'm going again tomorrow.
Oh, fuck. No, I really did love it. I mean, I liked all of the little pop culture references and stuff, you know, the... breaking the fourth wall down, and I mean there was random shit like they referenced Meredith Baxter Burney in it. I'm like, this is fucking weird, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. When you can reference MBB, you know it's a hit.
So, as you guys know, I'm pretty into reading comics.
Right.
I didn't get on the Deadpool train for a while, although I did always find the character entertaining. I started reading Deadpool as character when he was in a comic book series called The Uncanny X-Force, which was awesome. And I never read any of his solo stuff because it never really clicked with me. I wasn't really, you know, I didn't love the humor. I found some of, like, the voices in his head kind of annoying. And then they relaunched it, or Marvel, and it was written by two comedians. You guys probably know Brian Posehn.
No. Okay, yep.
And Jerry Duggan, who I don't think I don't know as well as Brian, but and that series was fucking hilarious and great, and they added so much depth and interest to the character, and I loved that for quite a long time. So that got me kind of on the Deadpool train. Like I said, I thought it was pretty good. It didn't, like, blow me away like I kind of thought it was. I wouldn't say I was disappointed, but the thing about the movie is that in terms of execution, this has to be one of the best, like, adapted comic book characters from the book to the screen. I mean, it was, like, dead on, no pun intended. You couldn't do this character any other way, and they did a great job with it. You know, even in the very convoluted X-Men movie timeline. It was pretty much like perfect adaptation.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
I guess execution-wise, I was like, all right, some stuff kind of fell flat for me here and there, but overall, I thought it was pretty good. I'd definitely put it in the list of best comic book movies because I think, technically speaking, this is probably one of the best. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is that?
Who's getting binged?
I'm not.
Well, turn that shit off.
Dylan's talking. Turn that shit off, man.
I don't give a shit about Chris Seymour.
Oh, boy.
Guys,
tell
guys,
Chris Seymour
guys.
To fuck the fuck off. We're recording a podcast, all right?
So, you know...
Listen, I'm making guys. This a public declaration. Fuck you, Chris Seymour.
Wow. Sounds like all a gauntlet's right. been thrown.
I know what I'm leaving in the podcast.
So when Chris hears this, he'll be like, hey, that's not very nice, Dylan.
I'm like, guys, listen. Did you hear that podcast that Jim and Dylan and Mike do? He said he go fuck myself. And guys.
Did I?
he would for us. So I did what he said.
And I didn't like it.
So I'm not doing it again.
I like my left hand far better than my right hand.
He's such a funny dude, though. Holy shit, is that dude funny.
Not always for the right reason.
Whether it's on purpose or not, man, you cannot be not entertained.
Could not deny the entertainment of the Seymour Shuffle.
Right. I mean, his brother might have the looks, but Chris got the funny bone.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
But anyway, so back to Deadpool, speaking of comedy.
So what did you enjoy about the movie so much, Jim?
I've never been a huge Deadpool fan. Not that I didn't know who he was and I didn't enjoy it. I just never was like, man, I got to go out and get that Daredevil, Jesus, which is coming out here pretty soon. I never was like, man, I got to get the new Deadpool issue or man, he's doing this, doing that. What was weird for me is like comics, like I had my mainstays that I enjoyed and loved. And I liked when characters came in and out of their worlds and like they did the cross issues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like another one is like Iron Man. Like I was never a big Iron Man fan, but I liked when him or like the Avengers or something crossed into like say the X-Men or something like that. But it didn't make me go out and buy Iron Man or Avengers. So I loved everything like Deadpool was in, and I was like, this dude's awesome, and really liked him. He's a great character, but for me it wasn't like a, you know, I got to go read everything that's ever been done on this guy. And like Dylan, I'm a huge comic book fan, and just fucking, I mean, if Brian Singer and Chris Seymour ever hang out together and they want to listen to this episode together, Brian Singer can go fuck himself too, because he's done nothing but ruin the X-Men.
Whoa. No, I don't know what's funnier, you calling him out or just the image of Chris and Brian awkwardly sitting together and just being like, oh, well, so who are you? Oh, I'm Chris Seymour.
I mean,
this guy told me to go fuck myself on this podcast.
I mean, there's one dude that I could probably say that I literally...
It sounds like they could maybe like form a support group of people that have been told to go fuck themselves on the Jim's BBQ podcast.
Right. Well, we should start a list, but
Dylan... Oh my God, that's amazing.
Dylan, so knows... we can add Chris Seymour, Brian Singer, and
I'm about to add the number one here.
Dude who spilled the beer down the back of my seat at the concert last night. He can so go nice. Fuck himself.
Well, the number one Jim's Barbecue Podcast enemy is coming up here in a second. I'll get to him, and Dylan will get it. So let's just say that me and two other people are on a boat, and something happens, and I can only save one of them, right? So it's me, Suge Knight, and Brian Singer on a boat, and I can only save one of the two's lives, but I have to. I just can't let them both die. One of those things, I guess. I would literally have to think for a second before I reached out to Brian Singer and grabbed his hand.
I don't understand why you hate these movies so much.
It's just, to me, and I was building up to it, even though I completely derailed myself. You said it. Deadpool is, for even if you didn't like it or the movie sucked, it was a fucking movie version of the comic book. There's only like a few things they left out. Why he's crazy, that Weapon X thing, Wolverine's healing factor, whatever. That's really the major things they left out, but it didn't take away from the story. Fucking X-Men isn't even the fucking X-Men. I don't know what the hell those are.
They just happen to be the characters from the comic.
Here's the problem with the X-Men movies, and this is coming from a guy who likes them. The problem with the X-Men, this is why Deadpool worked. It's about a character, one character. X-Men is about many characters that have very long involved backstories, and they don't really give them any of that except for Wolverine, because everybody likes Wolverine.
Okay, so Bobby Drake, who is one of the original X-Men, Iceman, all right, is a kid in the fucking movies. It's like, why do you have to variate from the story that fucking much?
He's pretty much a kid in the comics, too.
Not in the way they portray him into the movies, though.
No. But that's, I don't know, it's just artistic, you know, liberties. I don't really, that yep. shit doesn't really bother me.
See, that stuff drives me fucking insane.
As someone
and I'll
who
tell
went,
you where it all started.
As someone who went into, like, this movie, like, pretty much cold as far as not really knowing the character, I thought they did such an excellent job of giving you that story of who he was and what he became and everything in between. It was so well done. Like the first like half to two thirds of the movie, like just it gave you everything you could possibly want about this guy and the guy before he became Deadpool and the guy after. It was great. I really liked that. The character development was great. It's going to lend itself well towards, you know, a sequel. I bought into the character. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next with him. And I mean, I love all the cheeky stuff they did, like the little winks and nudges towards Green Lantern and shit like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun. I mean, it was just like, man, it's so much fun. Like when, like, you know, and then they mentioned Professor Xavier, and there was like a question, oh, which one was it? Patrick Stewart or what's the guy's name? McAvoy, James McAvoy, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, right on. This is just, it's perfect. It's just, they're kind of winking and poking fun at themselves, you know?
I love that joke he did when he goes to the mansion, and he's like, okay, so I need your guys' help, but, you know, don't let me into your mansion, because clearly, you know, there probably isn't a mansion there or something like that. And for some reason, there's only two of you here.
Yeah, he's like, doesn't it get destroyed, like, every few years?
No, she said that.
Oh, was it?
So, speaking of, what was her character's name?
Oh, I was just looking at it. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
That was
yeah. Good. So, great supporting cast, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loved her. I loved Colossus finally was cool.
Oh, Colossus was awesome.
Great. I love such how they kept him in the armor the whole time.
Such a good, great comedic foil to Deadpool.
And Gina Carano was great as the bad guy's, you know, minion, if you will.
Yeah, Angel Dust.
Angel Dust. You know, TJ Miller was pretty good as Weasel or whatever.
He's fucking hilarious, too.
The only person I didn't really like that much was the bad guy, Ajax. He was just, you know, he was all right.
Yeah, but he did get a job of making you not like him.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, he was like, yeah, whatever.
I think my favorite part was when Deadpool goes to fight Colossus and ends up with, like, the broken wrists and the broken mm-hmm. ankles.
Oh, yeah.
I love that part.
And the little hand.
Oh,
yeah, we should have said spoiler alert, but whatever.
People haven't seen it by now.
If they know we're talking about Deadpool, you know, come on. They know we're going to talk about the movie. We had this topic on our list a while back about spoilers, and it came up that someone complained about spoiling a sporting event.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking UFC event or something like that. I'm like, it's all over the fucking news. I'm not going to, like, you know, be quiet about something that's in the news. If it's a TV show, I get it, or a movie or whatever. I get it. You know, I'll give you know, you pass and won't talk about it, and you know, online. But like, if it's a fucking news event, spoiling it does not apply.
I usually try and give people a 24 to 48 hour, I don't know what you'd call it, grace period, nod or whatever. But sports is very hard. I mean, shit, people.
Well, shit.
I mean, yeah. Even on my phone, and I didn't do it. It's just because I got an Android phone with hockey, and what, like the Google app that you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had those commercials, they did their media blitz and put on those commercials, and I'm like, I want to say okay, Google, and I put it on my phone, and now like it just started putting NHL scores on my phone. So like, even if I didn't want to, I'd look at it and be like, oh shit.
Right. Right.
I mean, if it's regarding a movie or TV, especially something that's, you know, big, you know, media craze shit,
or like a very much a water.
You can talk about something without spoiling it.
Right. Or like a water cooler type show or movie or something like that, where it's going to elicit a lot of discussion, if you will.
Exactly. You
know, like, yeah. And I mean, I know like the most popular one is obvious, that I think right now is The Walking Dead. I think the day after talk about The Walking Dead is so rampant everywhere.
Right. I mean, if you don't want to, if you're one of those people that either watch it through Hulu or whatever else it is that you have, it's not on Hulu, but if you watch it the next day or DVR it and watch it the next day, just stay away from social media. I mean, people are going to put it out there. I mean, in fact, you just might as well stay off the internet, because you can't even go to, a garbage plate site to check out their menu without fucking seeing a link of what happened on Walking Dead last night.
I was actually so impressed about how good people were about the latest Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens.
Oh, you know what? Somebody this week was like, oh, don't say anything. Spoilers. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself.
Hey, you know what? Han dies.
Well, that's somebody said something about it or whatever. And he's like, spoilers. And we're like, if you A, don't know already, and B, haven't seen it, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But I still, out of courtesy, don't go out of my way. You know, it's just like, oh, I would like.
No, I don't either.
Say no, yeah.
I mean, what are we like? What is it? 3 months into fucking Star Wars, dude?
Right, right, exactly.
You know, some people don't. Well, they don't care. They're not going to see it, obviously. But
like, there's a dude that I work with. He hasn't seen it yet, and he keeps talking every week about going to see it. And I'm like, hey, you know what? If you listen to this, or you listen to the episode that we did with Jamil, you only have yourself to blame. Because we're going to fucking talk about it, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, we talk about shit.
We're not going to go, oh, fuck, man. We're not going to talk about this because fucking this dude or someone else or, you know, or some jackass in Wisconsin hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, man, that just made me realize Stephen Avery hasn't seen Star Wars.
No, he probably has.
Oh, well, whatever.
They get the movies and shit in the fucking pokey.
He probably got to see it before we did.
Yes, I did just call it the pokey.
That's okay. The pokey's a funny word. Yeah, I know, but again, like, it's like, okay, we're gonna spend this episode talking about Star Wars. Spoiler alert.
Imagine if you hit the head in the pokey.
If you haven't seen it. What? What are you laughing about?
You didn't hear him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it just struck me as hilarious.
What did he say?
Go ahead, Mike.
I said, could you imagine if you hit the head in the pokey?
Oh, that was a good one.
So, anything else about this amazing movie of Deadpool?
That was good. Go see it.
Yeah, definitely go see it. I was just a huge fan of it. I think it might hands down be the best made superhero movie, just for the fact of how much
movie.
just how much it was, how accurate
about that.
It was really good, and you even heard like Mike, who didn't know really much about it, how much he enjoyed it. But I don't know, like, to me, and this is what I was gonna say earlier, and say what you will about it, but when I was a little kid, and you probably remember this, Mike. They made a Smurfs movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I was so stoked to see this freaking Smurfs movie. I don't think I went to the theaters or anything to see it. I don't even know if it was in the theaters, but remember it was on TV. And none of them were the voices from the cartoon show. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And it just completely destroyed me. And ever since then, shit ain't right. It's just bullshit.
So, oh, yeah, opening credits, last thing, were awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the opening credit thing was really cool how they did that. And then they had all the fake names and all that shit.
Yeah, they were just downright insulting. And I've had fucking song stuck in my head ever since I've seen it.
I got a few more things about it, actually. Speaking of, you mentioned songs, but so the use of the music in these movies, like Guardians of the Galaxy, I know was a really popular soundtrack and some of the songs that were on that. But I really dug like some of the songs that they had in this, like Salt and Pepper Shoop fit really well. Calendar Girl with Neil Sedaka was pretty awesome.
Oh, the fucking Wham song.
Oh, the Wham. Yeah, like right at the end, the Careless Whisper. That's a great song, though.
Fucking Kenny G.
Yeah.
Fucking Kenny G.
The one other thing I was going to mention, did you stay for the post-credit sequence?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I did. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't anything mind-blowing, but it was a nice little, it was a good, you know, it was a good commentary on the post-credit scenes that they do in, like, the other Marvel movies.
Yeah.
He's like, what, were you expecting something cool? Well, no, it's not, so go, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, but great homage to, you know, a classic post-credit sequence, the Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was perfect, you know? You gotta love it.
Plus, it was, is it 30th? Yeah, 30th anniversary of Ferris Bueller is this month or next month. Like, real soon here if it didn't happen already.
I hope, like, hell, that's one like that they never try and remake.
Oh, God. I mean,
I hope they don't either.
I don't know. That just, it was one of those ones that just happened and it worked.
It was lightning in a bottle, man.
I read that, oh, God, what was his name? John Hughes supposedly wrote it in like 2 or 3 days or something like that. It was like a short amount of time, maybe like a week. He just got into writing mode.
I could totally see that because I mean it's a great movie. It's got some great dialogue and everything, but it's not like a difficult movie. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
right. And I think it's mostly the dialogue that kept the movie going.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out that the principal was not out of line. He was just doing his job.
Out of line? I don't know. Dude, it was kind of fucking creepy.
It was, but he was just trying to get the kid in school.
Right. I mean, it's weird.
And that's how you interpreted it.
It's weird that he would, like, go into the dude's house and everything.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Excuse me.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Wait. Now, are you saying that, like, Jeffrey Jones wasn't out of line with his stuff after.
He definitely pushed the boundary, yeah, but like.
No, I meant after. I mean,
the effort was definitely, you know, a little bit much.
Oh, dude, he was born in Buffalo. That explains a lot.
Yeah, he also got arrested for child pornography.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to imply. Were you saying he was not out of line for that?
No, that no. That was like, ew, gross.
That was a lot of those.
I'm saying his character in the movie.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
I'll tell you what. I don't know. I guess you don't even have to be a hardcore Ferris fan, but I've always remembered that name, Abe Froman.
Oh, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Right, and I don't know about you guys, but it's come across me, you know. Say in the last 30 years since it's on a 30-year anniversary, at least 3, maybe 4 times I've heard somebody use the name for something.
All right, yeah.
And it's just immediately you're like, yeah, somebody just dropped an Abe Froman and they have no idea what they're talking about.
It's almost like Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's.
Yeah.
What?
Have you? Oh, you guys don't do that or know that, do you?
What?
I know Dave Thomas.
Well, no, there's a game. There's a game that they play that Sal Vacano and Brian Quinn play.
We'll try and get him to say his name or something.
Oh no, they try and lead somebody into them responding with the name Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A whole bunch of people like have taken the game on as their own and like play it like out. Like they introduced it like on one of their What Say You podcasts.
I'll tell you what, that's a game that I would probably like to play right meow.
What's that?
The Dave Thomas game.
Did you just say right meow?
What the fuck?
that wasn't just an audio glitch. I just hear it go right meow.
You guys from Super Troopers? You guys never seen Super Troopers?
I saw like the first like 15 minutes of it.
Oh my god, dude, the movie's fucking hilarious.
Oh my god. I think that's my favorite thing about this is listening back to like the first 12 episodes that we recorded, which you can download on our webpage, is Jim's, oh my god.
Dude,
he does it to everything.
That is your catchphrase.
I am over the top for everything, man.
But that is your catchphrase.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god is your catchphrase.
I have to get a shirt with that. But in the movie, the troopers, when they pull somebody over, they had a game where they would see how many times they could slide the word meow into the conversation without the person finding out or saying something to them or whatever.
All right. Okay. And, so kind of similar type deal then. But yeah, it's something I heard them discuss on their podcast, and it was kind of amusing. I heard like that other people are playing it now.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. In fact, I've listened to their podcast before, and theirs is pretty good. I can't get in the mode and work anymore where I have like headphones on because I'm on so many conference calls at work now.
So you're just like talking about something, and then you go, "Who? Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's."
Oh, see, well, you guys met Sean. Me and him kind of do the same thing. But when the other one says who, the other one goes, "These nuts!"
Wow, that sounds obnoxious.
So, Jim, I guess that closes it out for Jim's BBQ podcast.
For sure.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. We have our Twitter and Instagram. What are those, Jim?
Jim's BBQ Pod for both of them.
And then our Gmail is jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also find, if you don't want to go to the man, if you don't want to go to Apple and download the podcast from iTunes, you can actually go to our website, jimsbbqpod.com. And download the episodes right from the source.
You can listen to them right from there. If you have an Android phone, you can subscribe through there. There's RSS feeds, links, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, and you know what? Tell us what you think of the episodes, man. Come on to our Facebook or Twitter or whatever and, you know, tell us we suck. Tell us you like it. You know, whatever you want to do, man. We're open to hearing your suggestions. If you have topics that you want us to talk about or if you want to fucking be on an episode, man, hit us up. You know, we're open that way.
You know what I personally can't wait for?
What's that?
The first time somebody corrects one of us when we're wrong.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm sure we've been wrong so many fucking times.
But no doubt.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things we kind of discussed in one of the early episodes is the concept of, you know, listening to these podcasts. And you often wonder, I mean, nowadays, you know, where you have the smartphone right in front of you or you have a computer right in front of you, how you can't just like look something up quick on Google and multitask and talk while you're looking that shit up. I mean, I know we did that. We even did that tonight while, you know, we were talking about Deadpool and I looked up Angel Dust's name. I did that while we were talking about it. You know, Dylan was struggling with the name. I'm like, fuck, man, I'm going to save him. I'm going to come back with the name of the character.
Damn right.
I mean, that's what we do.
And you did.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, by all means, you know, hit us up. Hit us up on Facebook. You know, hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear that you're listening.
Yeah, we have 3 subscribers and we have no idea who they are, so.
Well, I mean, we did kind of do like, what do we want to call it in the restaurant business? A soft opening, if you will.
Right. Very soft.
a very soft opening. You know, we have some Facebook followers. I put a message out there today to them saying, hey, if you, you know, you want a sneak preview, we haven't published that, you know, the episodes are out there, you know, except for this little post saying, hey, come and download them. And apparently we have some people who have subscribed already. And that's fucking awesome. Can't wait to hear what they think. I mean, even if they hate it, I want to hear what they have to say about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. But yeah, I think that closes us out for the week.
Well, everybody, that's going to do it for this week. And as always, we wanted to thank you for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where our meat goes in your grill.
See ya.
Take care.